There was a recent personnel shuffle at the top of the vice president's office. After Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, was indicted and resigned, the vice president tapped David Addington to fill the role. And as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, that choice says a lot about where the vice president's office is headed.
In Washington, having a deputy is a symbol of power and authority. But when David Addington became Vice President Cheney's lawyer in 2001 and was entitled to hire a deputy, he did not.
Throughout government, that would be considered a radical, somewhat crazy thing.
Bradford Berenson worked with Addington in the White House counsel's office.
David preferred to operate alone and frankly could accomplish as much operating alone as a team of three or four or five people otherwise might be expected to.
If Vice President Cheney is an aggressive, loyal defender of President Bush, Addington is an aggressive, loyal defender of Cheney.
He's very much a reflection of his boss. The same kinds of adjectives that you would think of in conjunction with the vice president, smart, loyal, discreet, tough, are precisely the adjectives that anyone would apply to David Addington.
There have also been less positive adjectives used to describe Addington. One former colleague who would not speak on tape dubbed Addington Kaiser Soze after the shadowy, ruthless villain in the movie The Usual Suspects. Addington is notoriously reluctant to be interviewed, and the vice president's office declined an interview request for this story. Addington was born in Washington, D.C., and he went into government work as soon as he graduated from Duke Law School in 1981. He and Cheney started working together a few years later. Bruce Fine is a D.C. attorney who worked with Addington on the Iran-Contra Committee. He says the issue Addington is most devoted to is presidential authority.
You have to remember that David, as well as myself and many others, came to their professional baptism at a time when presidential powers were at their ebb. This was in the aftermath of President Nixon's disgraceful resignation following impeachment by the House Judiciary Committee. So this mindset set in that we really need to re-bolster the president's authority. And I think that David has continued to retain his ideas, which I view as being more museum pieces now than reality.
After 9/11, when Addington was counsel to the vice president, he had a chance to implement some of his views on executive power. People involved in White House policy discussions are not allowed to talk publicly about decision-making, but they say Addington had a hand in nearly every controversial executive legal declaration related to the war on terror. Addington helped draft the policy that said terror suspects would be tried before military commissions, and he worked on a now-repudiated Justice Department memo that offered a narrow definition of torture. That makes this an interesting time for Vice President Cheney to promote Addington to chief of staff, according to Yale Law School professor Jack Balkin.
It suggests that he is not in the mood to compromise and he's not willing to back down.
The White House is now clashing with the Senate over detainee treatment. Twice, the Senate has voted in favor of an amendment that would prohibit, quote, cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment of persons under the custody or control of the United States government. The president has promised a veto. Balkin sees Addington's appointment as a signal that the White House is responding to increasing criticism by circling the wagons.
Well, you have a president in his second term in office. You have senators of his own party who feel less obligated to him. They want to make a name for themselves. You're 4 years after 9/11, and generally speaking, the longer things go on, the more people are likely to take a second look at what's happening.
Balkin says that means Addington and Cheney will have a much harder fight on their hands now than Cheney and his first chief of staff, Louis Libby, did 4 years ago. And those who know Addington say he's the type who will always choose a fight over a compromise. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.